Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Suburban Kansas City police shot and killed a man they say came at two officers with a knife after a traffic stop. Police in Olathe, Kansas, pulled over a car just before 6 p.m. Saturday. During the stop, a separate vehicle pulled up. That driver emerged with a knife and moved toward the officers, who both shot him. The 58-year-old man died at the scene. His name has not been released. And Unified School District 480 in Liberal kicked off the summer lunch program this week. J.P. Pizzette has more.
It's happening through July 27th and is free for kids up to 18 years old with no registration or ID required. Just make sure the children are present to pick up the meals. Parents can't pick them up. They can get the meals at various locations like the Recreation Center, Liberal Memorial Library, and a few parks from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Trying to quit smoking or vaping is difficult enough, and when you're pregnant, there's even more at stake. The good news is there's help. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has a special free program designed specifically to help quit during pregnancy. This customized program provides one-on-one coaching, and for a limited time, you can even receive a $30 MasterCard gift card after each session, up to five during your pregnancy and four after. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to start your quit journey. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Attorney General Chris Kobach confirmed a decision not to file a lawsuit contesting Governor Laura Kelly's use of the line item veto on the 2023 legislators' bill appropriating funding to K-12 schools. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins and the Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson had responded to Kelly's targeted deletions from the bill by accusing the governor of violating the Kansas Constitution, and the legislator's top Republican officials strongly encouraged Kobach to immediately review this unconstitutional overreach to determine whether it was necessary to file suit. Masterson subsequently said he was fairly confident the best course was to not challenge the governor's line item veto authority on this bill delivering state aid to Kansas schools. Kelly line item vetoed a provision that would have undercut state aid to districts with shrinking enrollments and vowed to continue to use that veto authority if the legislature stuffed really bad policy into budget bills. In this bill, the governor decided against vetoing expansion of Kansas's private school tax credit to students and families with incomes 250% of the federal poverty level, and elevation of the tax credit received by organizations or individuals donating to private school scholarships to 75%. In addition, the bill cleared a path for private school students to take part in public school activities and sports. Kansas flour mills will likely buy wheat grown in Eastern Europe, and Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations at Kansas Wheat, says it's never happened before. He said that truly is unfortunate, and it's another hit against our domestic farmers. The High Plains is dry in the best of times. However, for the last 2 years, a deep drought withered much of this prime wheat-producing region. This year's Kansas wheat harvest is shaping up to be the smallest since 1957, when the Eisenhower administration intentionally suppressed wheat production. And it's much the same in Oklahoma, where the crop is so poor, some farmers are dousing their measly crops with herbicide to contain their losses and collect insurance. That creates searing economic pain radiating through prairie towns, where summer wheat sales are the staff of life. Farmer Mike McClellan in Palco, Kansas, said he'll probably kill his entire 1,500-acre wheat crop with herbicide. That will cost him another $20,000, but it will allow him to collect crop insurance, and it will also keep the failed plants from drawing any more water from the parched soil and help check soil erosion. He said, "You're seeing a lot of depression out in farm country because of it, and it's a hard decision to destroy your crop." Still, Kansas wheat farmers are already making plans for next year. McClellan, who's harvesting none of his crop this summer, said he'll probably plant even more wheat for next year's harvest because they're always optimistic. According to a social media post from the district, USD 105 Rawlins County Public Schools reported that the junior-senior high school suffered significant damage from a fire on Monday morning. According to the post attributed to Superintendent Eric Stoddard, smoke was discovered when opening for the summer weight program. He said Atwood, local, and area fire departments responded to the fire, and it appears the building has sustained significant damage. However, the extent was unknown. The Atwood Police Department is requesting any community members with a doorbell camera to check their devices for any activity that may have been captured between 11 p.m. June 4th to 6 a.m. June 5th, and ask anyone with any screenshots to please email them to travis@atwoodpd.org. And if anyone saw anything suspicious in this time frame, they are asked to call 785-626-3833. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Governor Kelly announced on Monday that as Kansas students continue to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, she has expanded the qualifications for families to apply for the Kansas Education Enrichment, or KEEP, program. As of Monday, June 5th, students whose household income is less than 300% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible for KEEP funds, which is a program that provides qualifying parents and guardians with a one-time $1,000 award per child to pay for educational goods and services such as tutoring and school supplies. Governor Kelly said this program enables Kansas students to access the resources and support they need to live up to their highest potential. So if you know of someone who may qualify for this funding, please encourage them to apply now as they continue to help Kansas students thrive both in and out of the classroom, though the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. KEEP funds can be used on enrichment and educational activities that include the purchase of curriculum and educational materials, including school supplies and certain allowed technological devices, camps with academic-related curriculum such as music, arts, science, technology, agriculture, mathematics, and engineering, tutoring, language classes, and musical instruments and lessons. KEEP is offered through a contract between Merit International Incorporated and the Kansas Office of Recovery with the goal of providing educational activities and learning opportunities to students across Kansas to promote educational learning recovery in response to the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The application can be found at keep.ks.gov. The Kansas Farmers Union continued its Summer Food Safety and Security Farm Tour Series on Wednesday, May 24th, and this is the first time the Kansas Farmers Union included food security as a focus in its summer tour. They're looking at how farmers are addressing the need for healthy food. The Kansas Farmers Union Executive Director Nick Lewandowski stated that Kansas is often thought of as an island because we have to bring so much of our food in, which we do, but Kansas used to be a major producer of fruits and vegetables. Growers and producers are traveling the state to learn how farmers are trying to help, and the Kansas Farmers Union said the tour gives people a chance to think about where their food comes from. The goal is to ramp up food production so farmers can make an equitable wage and keep food costs low. The Kansas Farmers Union said it's working closely with those on the federal level as the Farm Bill expires in September, and they're hoping one of the things ensured is food security. CanCare may be reaching out to you soon about your health coverage by text, phone, call, email, or mail. And following reports of fake texts and calls to Medicaid members in other states, CanCare wants to remind you that Kansas Medicaid will never charge you to enroll or re-enroll in CanCare, and CanCare will never threaten you or your family or ask for credit or debit card information. Scammers might pretend to be from a real organization or a government agency, and they can use phone, text, or email to try to steal money or something of value from you. If anyone claiming to be with CanCare contacts you and threatens you or your family, asks for your credit or debit card information, warns of legal action, demands or requests immediate payment, requires payment by gift card, prepaid gift card, internet currency, or by mailing cash, pressures you for personal information, requests secrecy, threatens to seize your bank account, and or tries to gain your trust by providing fake documentation, false evidence, or the name of a real government official. That person may be trying to scam you. You need to hang up, don't answer the text or email, and call 1-800-792-4884. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th of 2023 with his wife by his side, and the family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Seven Cowboys will compete in Manhattan this Friday, hoping their rhymes are the best in Kansas, far and away. The Kansas Cowboy Poetry Finals will take place June 9th at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, celebrating the craft of composing couplets about cattle ranching and working outdoors. Contest organizer Ron Wilson, dubbed the Poet Laureate of Kansas, explains the importance of writing poetry about cowboy life.
It honors our Western heritage, our Western history. It's an art form that really goes back to the roots of the American cowboy. Back in the days of the great cattle drives from Texas to Kansas, the cowboys would sing at night to keep themselves awake and to mask any disturbing sounds that might cause a stampede of the cowherd. They'd tell tall tales around the campfire, and if you can make those tall tales rhyme, so much the more fun.
Six poems are up for top entry in each of the humorous and serious categories out of 17 entries made at a pair of regional contests. Wilson says a panel of judges will decide the best poem on three criteria.
One is overall quality, the composition of the poem. Is it technically correct? Rhyme and meter, does it meet the ear test? Second factor is theme. So they're asked to evaluate, is it cowboy? Is it a true cowboy spin on whatever topic they're addressing? You know, it's not just butterflies, but, you know, is this Western? Is it history? Is it cowboy? And then the third factor is delivery. And that has to do with the presentation, the voice quality, the connection with the audience. So we have some really excellent poets competing, and it's going to be a tough challenge for the judges to evaluate.
The winning poets will receive a trophy buckle, membership in the International Western Music Association, and two tickets to the following night's symphony in the Flint Hills. The Kansas Cowboy Poetry Finals take place Friday night at the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan. It's free and open for the public to attend. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We have dry air moving into eastern Kansas and high pressure across the northern plains and the northeastern states. Warm temperatures will continue in our eastern counties as well, staying a little bit above average, but still a little bit cooler for our western counties. The temperatures will stay about the same for the next few days. Overall, this afternoon should be a bit more quiet as far as severe weather goes, with lesser rain chances. Still, a few thunderstorms will be possible due to daytime heating and a little bit of moist air still available. The best rain chances today will be in the southern counties. On the map, high pressure is over the central Rockies. We have a lot of moist air feeding into our west. A low pressure trough is near western Kansas. High pressure is off to the north and east, covering the Great Lakes, Midwest, and the Appalachians in that blocking pattern. Even though rain chances are fairly low, we may still see a few pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon. Low 80s in the western counties, quite a bit warmer for eastern Kansas today with upper 80s. Thunderstorms will stay a slight possibility through the evening and then we'll get clearing after midnight. Looking at Wednesday, we'll start off with sunny skies, but a frontal boundary will drift in from the northeast by about midday. Warm again with all of the state back in the 80s. Afternoon thunderstorms or showers will be possible as a low develops near the panhandle and that frontal boundary moves into eastern Kansas. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for the rest of the week. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low 80s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Mid to upper 80s in the north central counties, and tonight we're in the low 60s. Upper 80s northeast and low 60s for the overnight hours. Low 80s in the southwestern counties and mid 50s for the overnight. Mid 80s south central and low to mid 60s for tonight. We'll be in the upper 80s in the southeast counties and mid to upper 60s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet.com.
Bear time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or show barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try.